And welcome, everybody, to RP Grinders, episode 756. I'm your host, Frank Branches, a very congested, but feeling much better, Frank Branches. And with me, as always, are my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great and Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
I'm here. That's good, right?
Yeah. No, that's great, man. I mean, you know, being there is half the battle. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You know, it's like when you're growing up in school, and they tell you, you know, being in class is half of the battle. So, you know, it's one of those
angels. Every cartoon had the PSA at the end of the.
No, I thought half the battle was deciphering which information that's being fed to you by the state is full of lies and which is actually worth trusting.
Well, that's the new mantra. But Breakman's right. Knowing is half the battle, right, Breakman?
Like, we get into G.I. Joe, like Flint would be telling us, like, don't smoke, kids. And then Ninja Turtles Raphael's like, you shouldn't go swimming after eating a big meal, shit like that. No.
Which they've proven to be bullshit, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. But, let's get in the news, because we've got a shit ton of news to get through. And then we've got so much. This is a jam-packed show, and it's going to be awesome. So let's get right into it here.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up first.
Okay, the first one is a down article, and it's about how Sony's raising the price of PS Plus to $20 for each subscription tier.
Damn.
Yeah, that's
from whatever it was before. So the normal one, which was $60, now $80, and so on.
Yep.
Damn.
Yeah, this is and you know what's insulting about this is they just had one of the weakest PlayStation Plus months in recent memory for me. I've been how many years have we been PlayStation?
It's not looking better either.
No, I know. Hey, Eric, how many years have we been PlayStation Plus members? Since its inception, right?
I don't know. I've gotten lapsed a little bit, but not for very long.
Yeah.
I've never got a year without PS Plus, but I've gone months without it.
Yeah, I've always had PS Plus, but this is total and utter horseshit.
I think I'm done almost.
Like, you know what?
Like, the only time I'd ever probably use it again is to pay 1 month just to get my save files off of the cloud or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, this is sad.
Why are they doing this when the competition is the, like, Xbox
Game Pass? I know.
I mean, Xbox is probably going to raise its price too, but at least there's a smaller.
Yeah, it's smaller, and
they still provide actual value to their service, unlike Sony, which is providing little value.
You know, that's a great point, Eric, and Breakman, you guys are spot on. I agree with you guys 100%, and I'm a huge PlayStation guy, right? I like both systems, don't get me wrong. I do like the Xbox. I'm not like a fucking fanboy of PlayStation, and I can't play stuff on Xbox and vice versa, right?
These are paying for 12 months, though. They never said, like, what the month-to-month subscription price increase would be, though.
Yeah, but hold on, Eric, let me finish my point here. And then we'll, because this is actually an anti-homie discount, so we can expand on this a little bit.
Fuck you is where.
Hold on, Eric. You want to finish, Eric? Yeah. Okay, let me finish, dude. My voice is already cracking, dude. So the thing about this is, I as mostly a PlayStation guy, I am very upset about this because. You don't have the value there. Breakman has said it. Eric has said it. The value is with Game Pass for sure. It's not even close. If you look at this month's offerings on PlayStation Plus, you would have thought that they would have did something big to mitigate the damage, like announce like a major title, like maybe God of War or something of that nature, to mitigate some of the bullshit that, you know, that people are going to be thinking right now. And then you juxtapose that with what Xbox is doing. This month, I believe there's like three major releases. There's Starfield for one, right? Starfield's going to be day one Xbox.
Liza P next week.
Liza P next week. And I think there's one other in 1 month, and PlayStation, I can't, this is how insignificant this month's PlayStation Plus titles. I don't remember any of them. I don't remember one.
No first-party support, weak third-party support.
It's so bad. It's so bad. And I've been defending Sony over and over.
There's value to PlayStation Plus Extra, but there's no value to Premium because they're hiding the classic games which you could just buy.
Right.
In fact, you could probably buy all of them, and it'd still be cheaper than the Premium 12-month
Absolutely.
Subscription fee.
Absolutely. And not only that, like the only reason that I would consider keeping PlayStation Plus is because all the PS Plus games that I have already on my system from 3, 4, 5 years ago. That's it. That's the only reason. And there are enough of them. I'm not going to lie. There are enough where I might consider it. But man, just barely. And I'm considering moving subscriptions over to Xbox just to play the Game Pass and play with people like Eric and Breakman, for sure. And because there's what? Isn't Texas Chainsaw on there, Break?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What? I mean, over and over, you can play any of those fucking games. Now, do they take some of those games off? Yes, they do. But they replace them constantly with great titles. So,
with PC games, like, you play on Steam, it doesn't cost anything to play online. They're not holding online hostage like Sony, Microsoft are.
Well, here's...
At least Microsoft offers value with Game Pass. If you get the Ultimate tier.
I'm giving Xbox and Microsoft big-time props here. And I think this, if anything, is going to hurt Sony more than anything. And I think eventually enough people leave, like people like me, and they're going to have to do something drastic, like offer the God of Wars, the Spider-Mans,
just walk it back.
The Elden Rings and shit like that on their platforms. Otherwise, it's going to be game over for fucking Sony and within, I say, 10 years, because it's not working. This is not working, and they're going to lose a lot of money.
You know what else isn't working? The next article.
Yep. All right, Breakman, speaking of.
Coming to us live from Komatsu. PlayStation announces the Batarang. Now.
Well, almost.
It's like a Batarang.
It's a little too wide for a Batarang.
That's funny.
It's a fat Batarang.
The Fatarang. The Fatarang, man.
The Fatarang. PlayStation Portable will launch on November 15th for $199.99 American dollars, $199.99 pounds, $219.99 euros, and 29,980 yen. So I guess it's a worldwide launch then. You'll be able to stream PlayStation 5 games as long as you have a broadband internet Wi-Fi connection with at least 5 megabytes per second. So,
which never works great, by the way. Never works great.
Yeah, you need at least 10.
Yeah.
PlayStation 5 console must be connected to a broadband internet connection powered on fully or in rest mode, and it must be paired with your PlayStation Portal remote player. So does that mean that your PlayStation has to be freaking on?
Yes, in rest mode.
Basically, I mean, in rest mode, it's basically sleeping.
Yeah, yeah. And here's the thing.
But it can't be completely off.
Here's the thing. This is what is totally fucking shitty about this. You can take your iPhone or your Android device, and you can buy a $100 controller, which is pretty awesome. It doesn't have
to
have...
Use your remote play app, and then do that instead.
Yeah. check it out, dude. This is the dumbest fucking thing in the history of the world. They've got...
I mean, with their stupid controllers that you attach to the tablet...
Hold on.
Remember when the 360 was announced and people were up in arms because it had that online always feature? This is that times a billion. Like, this is insane.
It's insane, and nobody's going to buy this. I mean, of course some people are going to buy this, but it's...
Also, VR is not compatible with it, of course.
Yeah, VR, well, of course.
I was going to get to that, but we were still on this. Yeah, VR is definitely not compatible. Yeah.
Hey, Freak, nice to see you, man.
Also, games that must be streamed on PlayStation 5 using a PlayStation Plus Premium membership are not compatible.
So, yeah, you can't even get that. So the increased price cost is not even going towards that.
remote play is a much better option because I believe remote play, you can play anything on your PlayStation. So... this is baffling. PlayStation has made two fucking errors in a row, and it's already pissing people off.
And the design of it is just Like I said, Fat Batarang. It's dumbest looking control.
It is. You can buy for your, like I said, your Android or an iPhone a controller fucking
really
awesome.
I'm surprised that Sony headquarters hasn't fired the CEO of PlayStation yet.
I am really surprised. These are two blunders in a row, man. Two huge blunders. Big time blunders. And I know they're all about money. They want to make money. Well, start adding value and people will start paying you. Because I think they're going to start losing people big time. All right, let's go to the next story. Once it comes up here. Well, obviously it's taking forever because, you know, I don't have enough RAM on my fucking Mac to handle a bunch of fucking stories like this. Can one of you... Oh, hold on. I think it might be... Maybe working right now. I don't know.
No, wait, stop. I got it. No, never mind.
Yeah, I know. Can one of you guys pick up the next story and then I'll
do it.
Okay. Which one is this? The Suikoden story?
Yes, yeah. Please.
Coming to us live from RPG site. Suikoden 1-2 HD Remastered. Gate Ruin and Dunin Unification Wars delayed out of 2023. Wow, that's a weirdly structured sentence.
The remaster's subtitle is Gate Ruin and Dunin and Unification Wars.
Oh, that is a terrible title.
Yeah, they should just call it HD Remaster and be done with it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I don't understand why they have to have the... Whatever. Originally revealed that we don't care. Suikoden RPGs incorporates HD visuals, adds new visual and sound effects, fast forward and autosave. I love fast forward. Conversation log, full area maps, and more. My biggest problem with like the Suikoden games was that like all the attacks and spells, everything's so weak and underpowered in those.
Yeah, the game seriously needs some rebalancing. So hopefully the remaster does that.
Yeah, like I would be interested.
But you didn't get any of the really good spells until like the final tiers.
Yeah, if they fix that kind of stuff up, I'd be willing to try it. Even though I'm not a fan of the original Suikoden, so I would definitely try it.
Yeah,
it's coming out for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC. Weird.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm having... Oh, finally, my
How are they not going to have modern consoles on here?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it...
they're probably skipping PS5 because they're going to just... Well, you can just play the PS4 version on your PS5. That's why.
Maybe. I mean, I guess.
And maybe it's just cheaper to make it on the PS4, and they're like, "Hey, we're not making money. Let's do this." Thing.
Yeah.
The Switch is obviously a sensible choice, so they're obviously going to do that. So.
Yeah, of course. I mean, that makes sense for sure. But
well, we have the modern consoles, and then we have the Switch. Everybody kind of looks at it as the little brother. You know, it's going to get the hand-me-downs. So.
Yeah, and then
I'll probably buy the retail PS4 version, and then I'll just get it on Steam on a sale at some point.
You know what sucks, Break, is Nintendo is rumored to have a new console out next year, right?
Well, there's always a rumor they're going to have a new console out. Every year I hear there's going to be the new Nintendo, every fucking year. But what were you saying?
I'm saying that Freak just... hang on, I'll restart, I guess. Hold on. Let's continue on. My thing's glitching out, so you guys are going to have to continue the stories. And then
Frank's just mad bucking today, isn't he?
I am.
Shit.
I am.
I'll get it for you.
Yeah, please. You guys are going to have to.
The next article, and it's the steampunk computer RPG. Or I don't know. I want CRPG if it's coming to console. So what's it mean? People, they needed to stop disseminating and segregating all these RPG terminology and just call them all RPGs because it's stupid at this point. Yeah. But I guess it's structured like an old fashioned computer RPG. I don't know. But Ukrainian studio Dreammate has revealed their upcoming RPG New Ark line. Oh, sorry, I left that part out. A steampunk-inspired title where a fantasy world finds itself the throes of industrialization, yada, yada, yada. And then they threw magic in there, because why not?
Yeah.
And it's coming in 2024. No real date. but it's coming to PS5, Xbox Series X and S and PC.
Okay. All right.
It looks kind of like Baldur's Gate in terms of its perspective.
Yeah. All right. Hopefully we're back. You guys are going to have to pick up the stories. Everything's super glitchy.
Come to us live from RPG site. Front Mission 2 Remake date announcement trailer confirms October 5th as new release date. Damn, that's just over a month away. Not bad. Let me see. The game originally was released in 1997, so wow. We're going back a while, aren't we?
PlayStation 2, 1 game.
Wow, yeah, I forgot about that. Let me see. This will eventually come out on PS5, PS4. It's coming out on everything good, except for the Switch.
I probably will buy the retail Switch physical copy.
The Switch will probably get the watered down version eventually. Like I said, the Switch gets the hand me downs.
I don't know, because like the original Front Mission remake came out a year ago, came out first. So it's coming to Switch first, and then they're doing the other versions later.
Oh no, I was just kidding.
Yeah. Alright.
It actually says it all right here. I was just kidding. The remake is only slated to come to Nintendo Switch, but future releases of other platforms are in question. Or not out of the question.
Yeah.
Alright. Engaging storylines to show you turn-based combat, one-serve customization, modernized battle scenes, free camera options, modern in-game effects, renewed soundtrack, 9 language localization. So, oh yeah.
Alright.
One of the bullet points was improved load times, as opposed to the PlayStation 1, whose load times were probably notoriously terrible. They have to mention that.
Yeah. Alright, next story, Erica. You guys just go back and forth. I'm working on some technical issues here.
Hey, my screen went blank. I don't know why.
Alright, I'll just read it then.
Stuff's loading. Oh, I got it. Never mind.
Okay.
The original Persona feature phone game, by feature phones, they mean like stuff like Take Homo and stuff like that, not like Apple and Android. It was a port of Megami Inbroku Persona Iku no Tohen, which means Be Your True Mind. So yeah, that's a weird subtitle for the first Persona game.
Be Your Own Mind?
Yeah.
That sounds like a concept album from like Bowie or something.
But according to this article, the mobile phone port of Persona is not the same thing as the PSP re-release, which was it was somewhere in between a slightly enhanced port and a remaster, because they added a new soundtrack and they touched up some of the visuals and fixed some of the gameplay elements that were a little too dated, and then updated the UI, but beyond that the game's basically the same.
Right.
But This is actually a spin-off of the original PS1 Persona-based game, but it uses a lot of the same assets. That's why I got confused. Otherworldly Tower Chapter is the name of the game, but of this game specifically. But during the original game and immediately following the party's battle in the Sevik Building, where the protagonist's companions are transported to an otherworldly tower. So I'm guessing, in the base game, that happens, and then like we don't actually get to see what happens, and then they come out. And this game takes place during that time frame. But it's interesting to see like a mobile phone port come out years after the fact, and maybe it'll be localized, but doubtful, because the other G-Mode releases of the other Shin Megami games, like Shin Megami Tensei 1 recently got released a few years back, and I think 2 did too, but those haven't been announced for localization yet.
Alright, is that it?
Yeah.
Alright, next story break, sorry.
Maybe they're planning on doing a port of Persona along with this afterwards. That'd be nice.
quit breaking the show, Frank.
I know.
Coming to us live from RPG site, time-driven exploration game, The Time I Have Left, launches in 2024 for PC. That sounds interesting.
Freak is exiled, you son of a bitch.
Let me see here. I'm going for the bullet points, see if there's anything really... time-driven story and gameplay. Haste makes waste. Your time is meant to be spent. After each level, the timer will adjust to keep up with the story, so leave the area in the nick of time to get the most of each level. I like to play games at my own pace, so that sounds like you gotta rush through or get the other thing. Yeah, that's it.
Alright.
We'll watch next year, and it sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, Eric, next story, please.
I have to reload my browser because it got messed up.
Yeah, shit. Next story, Breakman. We're relying on you,
okay,
Breakman.
I gotta load it. I didn't have it loaded. Give me a second here. Coming to us live from Komatsu. Rugrats Adventures in Gameland announced for consoles and PC. What, because like the Captain Caveman franchise wasn't outdated enough for you?
Actually, I might have to reboot my computer entirely.
Shit. Okay, Eric. I got you, man. My browser's back up. I'll do the next story.
I don't know why. I think your issues transferred to us.
Yeah, I think I infected all of you. All right, go ahead, Eric. We'll wait for you, man.
Why are they making a Rugrats game?
Yeah, good day.
That's one of those like dormant franchises, isn't it?
I never liked Rugrats, man. I mean, I heard of a reboot that they're thinking about doing, but I'm like, I don't know. There's this whole theory about Rugrats that it's actually like some like I don't know like. Thought experiment in the kid's mind where he's like paralyzed or some shit. Yeah. And
well, yeah, they did actually newer versions of it with kids that were older, and then they did like a 3D version at some point.
So. Oh yeah, I hated that 3D version, man. I didn't like the Rugrats at all. All right,
I'm not a fan of Rugrats either.
All right, anything else on that?
That was kind of like past my generation. Yeah, it's going to launch next year, and let me see. Puzzle platforming combined beloved gameplay from the NES era with modern game design. Guess what? This game has multiple levels.
Ooh.
With unique themes, with secrets, and boss encounters.
Oh.
I mean, I can't believe this. But those are all in here.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, I just can't believe that somebody took the time to actually fucking write that out.
I'm actually surprised that they haven't done DLC where, like, you pay to fight the boss. You know what I mean? Like you can't fight the boss unless you pay for DLC. But
well, here's an interesting one, though. Players can toggle between 8-bit and high-definition art.
Yeah, that's okay. That's kind of cool. I always like those options. Mm-hmm. All right, anything else on that break?
No, I'm just... Why would you even... put that in here. Multiple levels. It's just, hey, this is a video game. You know, there's going to be different levels in it.
All right, I hear you, Freak 5. Go for it. Okay. What is this, Freak 5? Freak 5 just sent me... Oh. That looks interesting. It's got like... what the hell is that? A piece of wood? It's like a drink. It's like a dark drink.
Ether?
I'm assuming this is like a Jack and Coke with like a lemon wedge and like it looks like either a cigar or a piece of wood attached to the thing. But anyways, let me do the next story. I got that one up. Gunbrella launches September 13th. There's the story, Breakman. next.
Gunbrella.
Yeah, Gunbrella. Yeah, there you go. All right, go for it. Next story.
Yeah. Live from Gamasu, ESRB rates The Legend of Heroes Trails of Cold Steel 3 and 4 for PS5.
Yay.
There we go. Those are currently available for Switch, PS4, and PC. And still nothing announced for Xbox.
And Freak 5 says, what are boss battles? How dare you, Freak
5? Why would they make an Xbox release of a game that's only sold on a PlayStation platform?
I was kidding. Okay.
And NIS doesn't make enough on the Xbox platform for them to do that all the time.
a handful of sequences depict characters... And here's some of the reasons for the ratings of the game. A handful of sequences depict a character drinking alcohol and smoking cigars... And in one sequence involves a drinking contest.
Yeah.
The word shit and asshole are heard in the game.
I'm glad they're coming to PS5, though.
I like how ESRB's descriptions of certain games make it sound worse than it actually is.
Holy shit, that's the greatest thing I've ever heard, yeah. Freak 5.
Dialogue has such as, you've got a quite the promising pair, though the pale in comparison to Emma's. A prolonged sequence in which a woman gropes another character's chest. Ah, smooth and squishy to the touch.
Yeah, stuff like that. Those are the things in the Cold Steel games I rather wish that they hadn't done. And, like, dive all into the, like, Sojo aspect of it.
Yeah, the women groping other women.
Shonen, sorry. More shonen than shoujo.
Yeah. They figured since they can't have guys harassing girls anymore, they're just going to have girls harassing girls now.
Yeah, because that's better, right?
Not problematic at all.
No, it's not problematic at all.
I think people raked the director over the coals of that, so he said with Kuro he was going to get away from stuff like that. So
I mean, look, there's room for that type of stuff, right? We talk about... not room for groping women. I'm not saying that.
But,
I mean,
as far as like groping women, it's in like almost every anime type stuff. Like it's hard to find animes where women aren't treated like shit.
Yeah, I mean what I said. Let me clarify. There's room for sexual content, not in that manner. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In video games, right. And Eric, Break and I have talked about it ad nauseum. Let me do the next story from.
Let me talk about it when we do when Eric points out the sales of those.
Yeah, Freak 5 said, I know. Freak 5, a weed infused Coke and 150.
Yeah, well, at least with hentai, you know what you're getting into.
Right, exactly. Right. Yeah, you. I mean, there is. I mean, like I said, there's room for not for groping women inappropriately, but there's room for sexual content in video games. Break and I have talked about this ad nauseum. Hold on, Eric.
That Trails of the Sky didn't have this crap in, and then once Trails of the Zero and Al came out, they slowly creep shit like this in, and I want it to go away.
Well, I understand that, Eric, but like what Freak 5 says...
otherwise good series, but then it has weird shit like that.
Yeah, Freak 5 says, why not just make it consensual? That's exactly right. Just say,
I think they'd like it's a kink or something, like in Japanese culture. Like,
yeah.
At this point, it's them using the lame-ass excuse of it. It's tradition. The genre has always done this, so we're going to continue to do it.
I am one for traditions
dying. But the
dying.
Genre was dictated by men who were horny and not well-adjusted to the modern era, and they're even older now, so they're not going to change their ways.
I wonder, are there any women in Japan making hentai?
There's plenty.
Because I'm not aware of it.
Just as horny as guys are.
I understand it, Eric.
I think
it
has more to do with society at large than
Eric,
it does.
You always undermine my point by interrupting me, dude.
You asked the question, so I'm interested.
He wasn't finished, though.
I wasn't even finished with what I was saying, Eric. You undermine... It makes everybody seem like I'm saying the opposite of what I want to get across. That's what I'm telling you, Eric. Every time you do that, it like throws the point off. Like it makes it contentious between you and I, and there's no contention. I'm 100% agreeing with you, but I'm just asking questions. That's all. Let me get back to chat here. Freak 5 says a weed infused Coke and $150 blunt. Jesus, what is there? An ounce of weed in that blunt, man? Holy shit!
Like a foot long blunt.
I could show you guys, man. It's crazy. It looks fantastic. I wonder where this is at. It's got to be answered.
How big is the cup in that Coke?
It's like a, I don't know, it's like a whiskey glass, I would say.
Is it like that blunt that Snoop Dogg had in that one?
Yes, yes, yes.
It's like 3 foot blunt.
Well, I mean, it's probably a good... good 7 inches.
God.
Something like that, man. All right, let me get to the next story. We got to get through this news. In Izanagi Games and Hotel Dusk, Room 215 writer Rika Suzuki announced mystery adventure game Dark Auction Hitler's Estate for Switch and PC. So there you go. It will launch for Switch in 2024 and PC via Steam with English, Japanese, traditional Chinese, and simplified Chinese language support. So there you go. All right, next story. Let's go with Eric.
Next story is Shepherd's Crossing has got a release date, and it's coming out for Switch, and it'll be priced at $29.99. And this is a simple farming game, pretty much.
Cool. Another farming game. All right, Break, next story,
please. I'm all for more games that are non-violent.
I agree with you, Break, but like, do something different. Why don't you do, like, I don't know, like, not a sim game, but, like, something like an urban graffiti-making game or something like that. You know, something a little mischievous and, you know, but like...
I don't know. I was just thinking it was be a good thing for, like, little kids to play.
Well, of course, man. There's always room for that, like the Kirby games of the world. No doubt, yeah. Man. No doubt. I mean, that's fine.
As low-budget visuals the scheme is using, I think $30 is a steep asking price.
I do too, man. All right, Break. Next story, please.
Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Otogi Katsugeki Mameda no Bakaru.
Good enough, man.
Oracle Saitaru no Sainan. Or is it Nan? Is it Sainan or Sainan?
Sainan, man, I think.
Okay. Launches November 30th in Japan. God, one day I'm going to get a nasty email from somebody in Japan. Like, what's the fuck is your problem?
You know, we do have listeners in Japan, oddly enough, Break.
So. And yeah, if they're listening, please understand I'm not doing it on purpose. I really am.
He's doing it on purpose. This is a work, guys. I'm telling you. He's doing this shit on purpose. It's like a wrestler, how a wrestler always has to, you know, be the antagonist most of the time. That's a Break, man. He totally wants you guys to, like, hate his guts.
Some background information on this game. It is basically a spiritual successor to the Goemon series.
Oh. I want to read this sentence because it was there's a typo in it, and it will be available both physically and digitally.
It will. Yes. Because twill is a word. It is a word. Freak 5 says, let's go back to your comment earlier, Freak 5. Why not just make it consensual? I totally agree. They could totally do that in those games, and they don't. It's just it's a societal norm.
Harassment, like, the random sexual harassment is, like, the du jour for a lot of anime.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's feels like it's part of the culture, like they need the women to resist.
Yeah. Or be submissive, you know, there's always and stuff like that, yeah. If you listen to the Scathing Atheist podcast, the host Noah Lugiones shared it on Facebook, the weed infused drink and the big ass thing. It better be about an ounce of weed in that blunt, man. Freak 5 says, good thing I am not playing the drinking game tonight. I would be trashed just from Break trying to read that headline.
Anyways, here's the basic plot.
Well,
all right, go ahead, Eric, quickly.
Basic plot of this is that you're a Tanuki boy named Bakaru, who's disguised as a human and uses taiko drums. And various actions related to those drums to defeat a festival army wreaking havoc through the fantasy version of Japan.
Okay.
As opposed to Goemon, who is a thief.
Right. Okay. Let's move on to the next story, and I'll do this one. This is from Gamatsu. Cuisinier launches November 9th, available at 10% off discount price for the first week of release. Let's see, what is it about here? A wholesome food-focused game where you play... We talked about this before.
Well, you just said, why not something different? This is different.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm reading it, Break. Where you play as Pom, a young adventurer-turned-restaurateur. They misspelled it. They said restaurateur. one day you return to your hometown of Payel to manage your parents' restaurant. I think I read this before, actually.
Maybe it's actually correct, though, because, like, they're an entrepreneur, but they're also running a restaurant. Yeah,
maybe. craft your own delicious culinary experience, a smorgasbord of dungeons, master the flavors of fighting, take quests to go.
So I like that. You go, it's a dungeon crawler where you... go through the dungeon to look for ingredients to run your restaurant.
Right. I'm trying to play the... Man, I hope it... Oh, it looks really cool. It looks... I mean, this looks like We talked about something different. This is definitely different. The gameplay, it's very vibrant. It reminds me, the art style, a little bit of Bastion, if you can
also,
believe that.
Also, your character's a cat girl.
Yeah, and it's really cute. This is, you want to talk about some wholesome stuff, this might be it. That other story in this one. So, good news there, Breakman. So, okay, Eric, next story, please.
Oh, next story is J. Joe Wrath of Cobra, which is a side-scrolling beat-em-up, which is weird because most of the Joes fight with guns and shit.
Yeah. All right.
So, they saw Turtles and they're like, hey, we can do that too.
I want them to give like different lineups of Joes. There are like hundreds of Joes and it's always the same ones. We always get Duke and Snake Eyes and Lady J, or not Lady J. Like, she would be nice. We'll usually get Scarlet. Yeah.
And apparently there's going to be post-launch support, so maybe it'll be DLC where you play as Cobra.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
Yep.
All right. It looks like you'll be able to use guns at some points, so
Yeah. Maybe
it's not all fist action.
All right, let's move on.
I need to see more of this. I like brawlers. I love the beat-em-ups. They're good for, like, you know, you just want to kind of relax and just button-mash type thing, you know?
Yeah. All right, break. Next story, please.
It's coming 2024.
Yeah.
2024, right. Okay. Coming to us live from Gamatsu, Ebenezer and Invisible World launches November 3rd. Christmas-themed Metroidvania inspired by Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Oh, I like that.
I just thought it was like they're just using Ebenezer because it was a cool-sounding name. No, wow.
Also, it's a Metroidvania that looks like it has some Souls-like or Hollow Knight inspirations.
Hollow Knight, so maybe, I was going to say.
Maybe the three major bosses are the ghosts of Christmas.
I think they probably are.
You know what? That would be really cool and do some type of mechanic where, like, the Ghosts of Christmas Past, like, takes you to the past. Or, like, if he hits you with an attack, it, like, takes you to the beginning of the battle or some shit. That would be fucking rocking, man.
I wonder what Ebenezer fights with then. Money,
maybe? He throws money at Tiny Tim. Or, no, he takes money from people. Like, he's a thief. He, like, has the ability.
Or he pays people to fight for him.
That's what I was thinking. It's like he just faced whoever's next to him. Like, hey, fight them for me. No, I'm not going to. Here's $1,000.
Right.
Where do you want me to hit him?
Right.
Lucy, embark on a story-rich 2D Metroidvania adventure with breathtaking hand-drawn art. It looks good. Playing as miser-turned hero. Ebenezer Scrooge. I like that, miser-turned hero. And a reimagined Victoria fantasy based on Charles Dickens' classic. Join Ebenezer Scrooge and a team of spectral allies as they battle to save London from the clutches of the wealthy industrialist Casper Malthus
and his
melted private guard.
I think
each ghost lending their unique abilities, explore the dark corners of London, and cover the sinister influence of the dark spirit.
You know, I think Eric hit hit it right on the head here. It's basically Hollow Knight with inspired colorful visuals. And it looks as unforgiving as, like, a Dark Souls, but in a good way, like Salt and Sanctuary. So this might be a sleeper hit here.
Or Blasphemous, that one.
Blasphemous, definitely. Yeah, a little bit of Blasphemous. I mean, that's really cool concept, man. That I mean, we're getting some really, really creative
basically
games.
Seems like you gather materials to do, like, get to make new items and attacks, probably. So you're going to use alchemy, I guess.
I guess, but it looks really good. It looks very polished.
It'll be on time for the holidays. I want to try this. This looks like fun. I like the art style.
Yeah, maybe it'll be a Game Pass game, man.
Yeah, it doesn't say.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah, I'm not holding my breath for that.
Yeah. All right. Last story comes to us from Gamatsu. Narrative wartime RPG Long Gone Days launches October 10th for PS5's Xbox Series. PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, excuse me. There's a trailer that
we've been talking about this game for a while now.
Yeah, in Long Gone Days, embark on a journey where you will grapple with numerous real-world complexities, including an intricate web of language barriers. That's interesting. every encounter becomes, well, we've always played video games with language barriers, but not intricately, right? Like there are narrative driven stories, like where you have to decipher like a whole ancient alien race's language by getting clues here and there, but you've never had to like in real time like deal with that like in real life, right? So that's kind of an interesting concept. I wouldn't mind that. It's kind of like a puzzle type thing. Every encounter becomes a pivotal moment as the ripples of your choices extend to shape the fates of those around you. Can you rise above those formidable barriers, forging connections that transcend linguistic confines, or will the unforgiving grasp of warfare shatter the fragile bonds you endeavor to build? The answers lie in your hands as you navigate a narrative that delves deep into the essence of shared humanity. This is like a really deep game. Like this could be like one of those strategy games where like and it has to deal with linguistics and other shit, man. This is high concept gameplay if they could pull it off here. I'm interested. What do you think, Brake?
I'd definitely like to see more of that. I love the idea of your choices having a bigger effect on the world.
Now, the graphics are rudimentary. I mean, it looks like...
I'm okay with the graphics being blah or whatever, as long as they deliver on a true experience like that. Like, right. We've gotten that so many times where we're told like all of our decisions will truly affect the world and stuff like that. But not really. It hasn't really happened. I mean, Fallout gets close, but it's... It doesn't really.
Well, there's always been those language trees, right? Right, Breakman? Mm-hmm. Where you're right. Like, at first they branch out, but they seem to all come back to the center. You know what I mean? Yep. And it would be nice to see them expand out and just stay out. You know what I mean? Like just stay that direction. So, I don't know. We'll see if this game can pull it off, man. I mean,
And like you say, an effect in the bigger world, like... say and for instance in Fallout, like I'm basically a tyrant when I'm playing Fallout, and I go through one town and like people won't know me and stuff like that, but like I want to be like I'm a horrible person. My name should be going throughout the wasteland, you know?
Right,
they should be expecting me and ready for a fight when I
or you play a game break, man, where you're like that, you're like, you know, like a horrible dude and you have a reputation far and wide, but like you get to certain places and like nobody knows who you really are, but then when they find out they're like jaws drop, you know, and then they're like really afraid of you. And yeah, man, that would be really fucking cool. Or the opposite, you're known as like a peacemaker and everybody has really high respect for you and stuff like that. But I've never...
Kids want your autograph?
Yeah, I've never ever played a game like that. Have you? What's the closest that you've come?
Fable probably is the closest, but again, I've said it before, like in Fable I'd have like I'd be married to one person in one town and go marry another person in another town, stuff like that. So your actions didn't affect the bigger world.
Right.
But that sounds really interesting to me.
Yeah. Freak5 says, last night I had a DoorDash order that paid $17 for me to bring them a bathroom scale from Walgreens. I had no idea where those were. I think you were at. So I was just looking down aisles to try to find it. One aisle had adult diapers. The men on the boxers were insanely happy about being able to shit their pants. Oh, man, that's funny. All right, that must be how dare you, you son of a bitch. I'm not reading that. Son of a bitch, you're exiled. I'm not reading that.
That must be how Frank always looks.
How dare you, break, man? Just because I can't read it. How dare you?
Oh, my bad. I didn't know.
Son of a bitch. okay, no homie discounts this week. We did anti-homie discounts. No dear break, man, this week. So let's go to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What you been playing this week, break?
Mostly a Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Just trying to level up my characters. I suck. I'm not very good at all.
I would suck even worse than you, Brake. Don't feel bad.
My big problem is there's no maps. So like 3D environments, I'll start running around in circles and shit when I'm trying to go someplace. Wait, shit, I was just here. God damn it.
Yeah. Hold on, Bernie's having a coughing attack.
No, sorry.
affecting her too?
I am.
Done this to everybody, Frank.
We've had a cold all week, man. So you know.
So you infected her. You infected Eric's computer. What else have you done now?
I infected my computer.
Oh,
Jesus.
Your own computer? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Continue on. Break.
So yeah, it's mostly that, and it's fun either way you play it. If you play the victim or the the family, as they're called. Each has their own unique abilities, and it works the way they made it. But my biggest problem is still like the wait in between games, like the wait time in a lobby, and then after you finally get out of the lobby, it gives you like an instruction video of what your goals are. Like, so I've got to sit here and watch this like 30-second video before a match even starts. Come on, like every time. They need to do something about that.
Yeah, it's like I'm getting sick of going to YouTube and watching a 2-minute video, and then having like a minute long fucking or 30-second long ad. Man, it's like, come on, man, give me a 5-second ad. I can deal with that, but man, I mean, every fucking time, 15-30 seconds, man. I mean, come on. But I just need to get YouTube. Whatever plus or whatever the fuck they call it.
I've thought about that before. I'm like, I don't want to give them money.
I know, I don't want to give them money either, but then you think about it, like the amount of time you could save, just ugh. And then you don't have to worry about hitting that skip ad button all the time. And
and the worst part is they love to interrupt you in the middle of like a video, like a song or something like that.
You know what's even worse is the videos that have like paid promotions in the middle of them. So you already get the YouTube ads, right? So in the, like you said, in the middle of somebody talking, there's an ad, and then there'll be a paid promotion that the YouTuber is doing, and then you try to skip that because you can skip that, but then YouTube's like, oh no, you don't. You try to skip ahead a little bit. Here's another ad for you. You know, fucking sucks, man.
Dick move.
Yeah. All right, Eric, what you been playing, man?
Just over the weekend, I finished Blasphemous 2, and I moved on to Diablo 2 for a bit, and then Sea of Stars came out, and then I played that for a bit, and decided I'd save that because I've got Marvel Kingdom Chronicles to go through, but I might just go back to Sea of Stars because I've got a 3-day weekend to get through it.
Yeah.
So, Marvel King, I played the second Rhapsody game because it's weird because on the PlayStation and Switch releases, the game makes you play through Rhapsody 2 before you can even touch Rhapsody 3. You can't pick. But on Steam, they're sold separately.
Hmm.
Okay. So I'm wondering if I get the ability to choose which once I have access to the third game.
I don't know.
Because it'd be really weird to make me play through all of it at once.
Hmm. All right.
But, anyways, that's all I've been really playing.
All right. Freak5
says, I played a tiny amount of Armored Core 6 over the weekend, and then I said, I'm going to finish Blasphemous 2 and then put that on the back burner because Sea of Stars is coming out in a couple days. So.
All right. Freak5 says, a grocery store I was in earlier this week had free contraceptives. Little kid was screaming his head off for a long time. I wonder if that was why he was screaming his head off, Freak 5. He liked to go bareback.
Please buy me some condoms!
I know. Why can't I buy these condoms? Why are they free? Anyways. I played more Breath of the Wild, guys. I'm coming up. I have only 8 shrines left and four side quests left. 2 DLC quests and 2... just regular side quests, and they're all in Hyrule Castle, which I'm saving for the very end. I have been in Hyrule Castle just a little bit, and it's not as bad as what I thought it was going to be. But you know, it's
I'm pick just up the Hylian Shield of the basement.
I did not yet. I might have to do that.
You definitely should. It's a nice shield.
Yeah,
but all shields you don't want to use against like the lionels or something like that. That sucks. You'll have a nice shield, they'll break it in one hit.
I know, man. Fucking Lionels. You just have to... you know what I learned about the Lionels? I have beaten a few, but they're hard as hell, man. You just have to time the jumps. You know, like, you jump from to the side or back, and you can hit them a bunch of times. But I'm not super good at that. I can do it sometimes, but other times I'm like, oh, fuck, I better just get the fuck out of here.
I like to freeze him and knock him down, and then I'll, like, jump on his back and hit him some more.
Yeah, jumping on their back is... You know, I did find out that you can tame Lynels.
You can tame them, really?
Yeah, I saw a video on it. I was like, holy shit. You can tame them.
They won't let you register, will they?
They will not let you register it, yeah.
That sucks. I know. Like, I wanted to register my skeleton horse so bad.
I now see the horses are like no big thing to me anymore because I got that motorcycle. If you get the DLC and you do all the DLC or this mainline kind of quest, yes, on the DLC,
you have like Phoenix materials that keep going.
I've never run into that.
But the best material is the ancient all the ancient materials stuff.
Yeah, I haven't. Run into that yet. I still have like a half tank or gas or whatever, but it's the motorcycle is like the way to go, man. Like, that thing fucking rocks, man. It's really fucking cool. You should get that DLC eventually, break, if they ever have a sale on it, man. It's worth it, I think. It takes you through a lot more shit, man. A lot more shrines and, you know, just stuff in general that's you know.
Nice.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's all I've been doing. Like I said, I have 8 shrines left and 4 little side quests and then beaten Ganon, and then that's pretty much it for me. I'm definitely not going to get all the Korok seeds because there's like 900 of them, and then I'll have to save my pennies to get Tears of the Kingdom and then
900 start on Korok that. Seeds for a turd.
Yeah, I thought about getting it, but I don't know, man.
You don't need that many weapon and arrow and shield slots.
Yeah, not really. But, I mean, it would help me. I mean, I've been pouring all my stuff into, all my Korok seeds into, like, weapons instead of, like,
That should be the main goal's weapons, yeah. But, yeah. I mean, imagine if you did, like, something like that. How long would it take you? It'd take you fucking hours of your life to collect those. And what do you get for you get a turd? What are you doing 30 fucking years with that turd? You're going to brag to your grandchildren?
I know.
I was your age.
I got a turd.
There's actually a very specific reason that I would do it, but it's kind of personal. Maybe one day I'll tell you guys why I would do it personally. But yeah, it's a hell of a game. And then the Korok seeds aside, like, I even have that Korok mask, but even with the Korok mask, like, you'll know that there's a Korok seed in the area, but it like, it's not like the shrine indicator where you can, like, be led to it. Like, you can see the direction. But it just, sometimes it takes you 10, 15 minutes to, and then, I mean, think about that. 10, 15 minutes doesn't sound like a long time, but 10, 15 minutes times 700, that's a lot of hours.
You video on YouTube telling you exactly where it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Can
see,
you
just
take the one thing? Look what? For Koroks.
The what?
The you know how you can change the
no.
shrine?
No. You can't
do it with Koroks.
Okay. Mm-mm. The closest thing is getting.
I don't think they're scannable. That's why.
Yeah, they're not scannable, but the closest thing is getting that Korok mask, which it will. It gives you a little indicator, you know, and it does get a tiny bit louder when you get close to it, but it's not like the shrine indicator where you know you're headed in the right direction. You know, it's like a big radius. You know, it's like I don't know. It's just it's kind of maddening sometimes, but. And I tried for a while, found a few, and I'm like, fuck that, man. That would take way too much time. But I actually do have a reason. Maybe I'll talk about it one day. But all right, that's about all I've been playing. So let's move on to reviews.
RP Grinders, reviews.
All right, Break, do you have any reviews?
I do, and it seems like we all have actually seen the same damn movie. So do you want to do that first, or do you guys want to do your other ones?
I'll do my review first, and then Frank can do his special reviews, and then we can all do Cover the Flash.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, sounds good. Let's see. Eric, why don't you start?
So, yeah, I normally wouldn't do this because it's an old-ass movie from 30 years ago, but I saw the 3D version of Jurassic Park 3D during National Cinema Day, which all movie ticket prices were $4. And it looked really, really good. Because, like, the thing is, most post-edit 3D conversions aren't that great because they don't add to the product. But here, it felt like they actually committed to making the scenes look like they were made to be in 3D.
Yeah, I saw it too in 3D when I had a 3D TV, and it's pretty spectacular.
So yeah, I think this is actually a new master based off the 4K release, because there was you can buy the Jurassic Park 3D Blu-ray disc, but I don't think they sell that anymore. It's out of print because 3D TVs don't exist really anymore.
Yeah, like I said, I used to have that, and it was good. It was really good.
Because the quality of the 4K conversion looks so good, it looked like a movie. Like if it weren't for the level of technology being used 30 years ago, you could swear it was a movie that was made recently. Because that's how good the conversion is.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you give a Jurassic Park 3D, Eric?
I'm giving it a 9.5.
Yeah, pretty good, man.
I was kind of hoping maybe they would have added some deleted scenes to extend the runtime a bit.
Yeah.
And give a little bit of extra flavor to seeing the movie again.
If they would have done that, would you have given it a 10?
Probably.
Yeah, yeah. It's pretty good, though, man. If you have a chance to see it in 3D, it's
definitely worth it. I think there is, a bunch of deleted footage that I never got to see because I never rented the DVD or the Blu-ray of Jurassic Park.
I can't remember if my 3D copy had any extra footage. I should
probably buy the 4K release.
There is an extended version somewhere, though. I can't remember if it was DVD or something. I have to look back in the archives. But all right, anything else, Eric, on Jurassic Park 3D?
Nope.
All right, real quickly, I'm going to go through these really quick because I got a bunch. The first movie I'm going to tackle is Shackled. Shackled's a movie about a woman that finds herself in the back of a pickup truck, shackled to the back of a pickup truck, an old pickup truck, and she's basically unconscious, and she wakes up, and it's like this. I don't know, movie-length mystery, I guess. Hold on a second, Bernie's having a hard time again. But Shackled's, it's a decent movie with an all-too-predictable twist. I don't know, it's a little tropey at the end, but it's decent. I think it's worth giving it a watch. I saw it on Tubi, I believe, or Amazon Prime, I can't remember. But it's worth watching. The lead actress is pretty good. Pretty good little actress. I've never seen her in anything else, but she's pretty good in this movie. And you know, I give it a 7 out of 10. I think it's worth a watch if you have an hour and a half, especially if it's on Tubi for free. You know, just deal with a few commercials. the second movie also deals with a person that's chained up. Oddly enough, it's called Chained. So we have Shackled, and now we have Chained. And Chained is about a little boy who gets kidnapped with his mom by a serial killer. And the serial killer is portrayed by Vincent D'Onofrio, who's Kingpin and the Punisher, if you remember that, Breakman.
Well, he's good at playing psychopaths.
Yeah. He is really good at playing almost any role, but especially psychopaths for sure. It's really weird because it starts off really harrowing, and it never relents on being harrowing, but it's sort of, I hate to say this, but oddly kind of touching in a way. But under the guise of this guy's a fucking serial killer, and you know, he kind of twists the mind of the kid that's being shackled, and there's a heck of a twist at the end of this movie, and I don't want to spoil it. I think this movie is definitely worth watching. I give it a solid 8.5 out of 10. I mean, it's just almost as good as one of these type of movies can get. D'Onofrio's really good. What were you going to say, Bernie?
That was crazy. It was a crazy movie.
It is crazy, and it's harrowing, and it's sometimes tough to watch, but it's really good.
I recommend watching it just so you can see the end.
Yeah, the end is really good. Oh. It's got a heck of an ending. 8.5 out of 10 on that one. You know, if you get a chance to see it, it's on, I believe it's on Amazon Prime, but you can rent it everywhere and stuff like that. It's a movie that was made in 2012. I'm surprised I haven't seen it before now, but Let's see. Stonado is the shittiest movie that I saw. And the reason that I watched this movie is because I like shark. I like stupid movies like Sharknado. They're so bad, they're good. Kind of B-movie type things.
Wait, is it called Stonado because they're all like hungover on weed or something?
That would have been an infinitely more fun movie, Eric. But no, it's basically about tornadoes that start out in the sea and somehow they pick up rocks from the coast.
Oh, yeah, because that's what tornadoes do.
Right, exactly right. Hey, Slagar, welcome to chat, man. Nice to have you in here. But this movie, I thought this was going to be in line with Sharknado, but it falls completely flat on all levels. The acting isn't even B movie level acting good, you know, so bad it's good. It's not, there's no redeeming quality about this movie. The plot is super, I mean, I expect these movies to be super thin plot wise, but implausible times a million. It's not even fun. There's no goofiness to it. They're taking themselves way too seriously. Yeah. And it's just one of those movies, you know, that's just, it doesn't click on any level. So, Stonado, a whopping, I give them an A for effort, I guess, but a 1 out of 10. It's really, like really bad. Yeah. I like Eric's idea where, you know, like a tornado picks up a bunch of weed.
A weed nado.
Yeah, weed nado, where it picks up a
gets
a
bunch everybody of, high.
Yeah, that would be cool. And it picks up people in the tornado and they're all, whoa, man, you know, it's like they're having a great old time. But no, this movie is none of that. It's no fun whatsoever. Highly recommend not watch that movie. All right, now we're on to what everybody saw this weekend, The Flash. Anybody want to start? Eric, break?
Sorry. You want to, Eric?
I feel like this is a good example of how not to make a film. But despite how bad it is, I enjoyed the train wreck it was.
I enjoyed the movie too, but I definitely did not love it. Like, they said it was an artistic and stylish choice to make the 3D intentionally look bad because they wanted the audience to see it from Barry's perspective. But it doesn't work that way. It just looks like bad CGI. Like the babies at the beginning of the movie just look like bad CGI babies, you know?
I like the plot of this movie quite a bit.
Special effects and Blue Beetle are definitely better than what was going on in this movie.
Yeah, I kind of like the plot in this movie, Eric. I know it has some issues, go ahead.
My biggest problem with this movie is it's based on the Flashpoint.
Yes, Flashpoint,
which is a good story. It's been done a lot better. Like the cartoon Flashpoint movie is fantastic.
Yeah,
it makes this one pale in comparison. It really does.
Yeah, Bernie and I watched this together, and we both liked it, especially Bernie. Bernie really liked this movie. And I was telling her that the Flash Paradox cartoon is like better, but I understand why they couldn't do a lot of what they did in Flashpoint on screen, because it's like extremely difficult to take those concepts to live action. But and they tried their best, but I'm gonna have her watch Flashpoint with me, and then, you know, we'll discuss it afterwards, her and I. But yeah, I agree with you 100%. Something was missing here, right?
Well, going back to special effects, like it just there were so many really cool ideas that would have looked that if they would just gave us good special effects, would have made this movie so much better.
Yeah,
like for instance, at the end when they have all those cameos, and I don't want to spoil it for anybody, like, who hasn't seen it.
Also, they used footage of certain actors' likenesses without their consent because they were dead.
and all of them looked terrible. Like, they were all, like, blued out.
Yeah.
Or the ones that weren't dead, they were just used without permission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they all looked terrible. Like, it was just, like, is this a made-for-TV movie I'm watching? What's going on here?
Yeah, I know. That did detract a little bit. I mean, And then another thing that I want to hit on too, Ezra Miller, you mentioned it in chat, break.
Worst Flash ever.
I think his Flash portrayal is uninspired. I really do.
I don't like him as an actor, I think. Like, I didn't like him in the Justice League. Just, like he's trying. Like it's just there's something so off about him. I just can't put my finger on it.
Yeah, I think they need to replace him. His off the screen stuff is definitely bleeding into his on the screen persona. You mean
like his personality or something like that?
Yeah, I don't know if it's personality. I think
heard about his off screen stuff, but like that doesn't like affect how I feel about his performance.
No. But that's what I'm saying.
I can't fathom why James Gunn is continuing to use him.
Well, I think this is it for him, Eric, to be honest. I mean, they were right in the middle of production. And as a matter of fact, I don't believe this Flash is going to, like, James Gunn's universe is going to start soon. I don't think this movie is going to be part of that mainstream DC universe and James Gunn's vision. I don't think we've seen it yet, because I've seen articles on comic book, what is it? I can't remember the website, but where James Gunn is talking about his vision for the DCU and some of the upcoming movies. I know Blue Beetle wasn't part of that, but they really should add Blue Beetle because I enjoyed that movie too. I enjoyed this movie too, but I think Ezra Miller just.
When did you watch Blue Beetle?
I watched pieces of Blue. Actually, I can't tell you how I watched Blue Beetle, Eric. But I think
the movie overall is enjoyable. It's an enjoyable movie. It's just it's frustrating because we see like this movie could have been so much better.
Yeah, because we've seen it better. Better
special effects, a better actor.
Yeah. Yeah, we've seen it better.
Mike Keaton in there, who was fantastic.
Yeah, we've seen it better in cartoon form, and that's the problem. I mean, the bar was so high with Flashpoint Paradox that nothing they could have did in this movie would have lived up to that movie at all, I don't think. I mean, even the most inspired actor and a better director, although Muschietti's a really good director. He directed It 1 and 2. But I just agree with you. They need to replace him, and then they need to flesh out that story a little bit more, I think, and do different things because it's super interesting. And Flashpoint Paradox was just such a great movie, man. It just the bar is too high. It's way too high.
And I like their version. There are several versions of Batman in this movie, but I like the Flashpoint version of Batman with the Thomas Wayne version. I wish he was in this movie.
Yes. Honestly. Yes.
Like I love Michael Keaton, and he's fantastic. He's definitely a high point in the movie. But like there was the Flashpoint, Thomas Wayne is brutal, and they showed that off in the cartoon. Like you get like one fight scene with Batman, but he's I don't want to spoil anything. But you don't get the sense that like he's like really dangerous.
A threat. He's like, yeah.
Well, he was a doctor, so he knows how to kill someone.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah. Like, there was like a sadistic level to it, but. And they used that Thomas Wayne to add an emotional story to tie in with Batman, which was really a touching emotional point.
Yes,
and they just dropped the ball on that. That doesn't happen. Instead, they go for a kind of a funny but lame joke.
I think it really they dropped the ball at the very 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 end. I don't want to spoil it, but. I just think that last scene they
why is this guy drunk?
I do want to spoil one thing though. How come Cyborg's only fucking Justice League member is not in the movie?
Oh, because the actor Ray Fisher had some issues with Walter Amada and that whole saga, and he got fired, and he definitely should have been. They referenced him in the movie, but they didn't put him in, and that's really really sad.
I noticed that. Like that was just like a big omission because Cyborg was mentioned, but I don't even think they showed like a image of him at all in the movie, did they?
Nope.
And they showed several images of Superman, like
or Green Lantern, or Green Lantern.
Image of him.
Yeah, and or Green Lantern. I mean, I was disappointed that there too. But Slagar says here for the One Piece, Armored Core is on my list, but Starfield first. Yeah, everybody's playing Starfield.
We didn't get watching any of the One Piece show yet. So yeah, maybe not next yet. Week.
Yeah, yeah. Flash for me gets. I think it's fairly good. I give it a 7 out of 10. What do you guys give it?
6.5.
Okay.
Yeah, same. It was a break.
All right. Well, I give it a Bernie factor. I'm going to add a 0.5. I'm going to say 7.5 because Bernie
it's
really
not
liked
the
it
worst
too.
Superhero movie, and I think a lot of the jokes land pretty well.
Yeah,
it's like they try and keep it, even though it's a dark story, they try and keep it a bit lighthearted because it is still the Flash, you know.
Yeah.
And I know we've been sitting here trashing on it, but the story itself is pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad.
It's just, it's like the Ezra Miller, it'd be better if it was somebody else as an actor.
I agree. I think he's an uninspired actor, to be honest with you. I don't think he's great at all. And to be honest, not a super great looking dude either, to be honest. I mean, to be fair, but that's neither here nor there.
He looks all right.
Well, you know, you would know better than I break. All right. Let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
Break Man, your Stinko of the Week.
I've got several of them. We're running out of time, so I'm going to try and go through this.
All right, yeah.
A couple of personal ones. One... We've been having several cable outages. In the last couple of weeks, the cable's gone out like 3 or 4 times.
Ugh, hate that.
It's really annoying. Like, they don't give us any discounts when the cable goes off. Just, oh, we're sorry. Like, it went off when I was working once, so.
Also, my stinker would be, is Ohio all right? Because we've gone through a tornado and an earthquake.
Jesus. Well, holy shit.
And we're ran by fastest Nazi wannabes. And my other personal stinker goes to... I don't remember when I used to complain about stores having out their Halloween decorations in, like, August, late September, and mm-hmm, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And also the point they've got their Christmas decorations out in August.
Oh, yeah.
Really? Yeah. I just, fuck's sake, it's summertime, for fuck's sake.
Yeah. I guess they're thinking if we do it now, we won't have to do it later when it's colder.
It irritates me to see trip, like... it's summertime, you know, I'm wearing shorts and I see Christmas trees with lights blinking.
Yeah, it's because Christmas is a big moneymaker break. It's much bigger than even Halloween, and that's how they look at it. Yeah. All right, what else you got?
Okay, so the other one's Bob Barker died.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yes, 99 years old.
I'm
Bob Barker, bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And another celebrity died, which was more of a shock to me and sadder to me. It was actually Arlene Sorkin died.
I saw that, the original voice of Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm. I mean, she was a very talented voice actor. So
yeah,
that was sad to see.
Yeah, that's a big ass jump, Slagar says. Yes, it is.
Right. And I got two more stories that are kind of connected and. Last weekend, there was a racist piece of shit went to a Dollar General, I think, and was targeting black people, which is becoming a more and more common occurrence in this country. And he had swastikas on his gun and stuff like that. He legally purchased his guns. They confirmed that. And then there was another incident earlier this week where a man had an argument with his mother and stepfather. He went upstairs, got his gun, and then murdered his parents. And then he called the police to confess what he did. The reason I bring these two stories up specifically mm-hmm. is because we've talked a lot about mental health and access to guns and stuff like that.
Yes,
and how
yes.
certain people shouldn't have guns. The guy who was a racist was involuntarily held in a mental institution at one point in his life.
Wow.
Like, I think a couple years before that. The guy who killed his parents, he said to the cops, I have mental issues. I'm on medication. I guess the medication isn't working anymore.
Wow.
They didn't say how he got the gun, but the way it was sounded, the way he stated, it sounds like he legally purchased a gun too. Well, we talk all the time about mentally, and the gun people always switch to mental health anytime you bring it up. Mental health's the problem. Well, how come mental health, mentally ill people are still getting guns?
How come we aren't helping laws, these mentally ill people?
They don't want us to make new laws because the laws we have are good enough. I keep hearing. Like, the laws we have, we need less laws.
Yeah.
Well, mentally ill people are getting guns. People who have been on involuntary withholds, people like myself, should never own a gun.
Yeah, I know.
I should not have access to a gun, not because I'm a danger to other people like this guy was, because at one point I'll have a bad day and that'll be the end.
Well, either that break or you could snap, and you could be in that position.
There's no way. No.
Well, I mean, you know, but see, the possibility is there. Break is all I'm saying. You know,
but I'm a danger to myself, not to others.
Yeah, I know.
But this guy obviously was a danger to others, and he was really indoctrinated into Nazi and white supremacy type stuff.
I've said this for years. I think racism is a mental illness too in itself, and I think it through therapy and stuff you can. I've seen people work through those issues, you know, in talking to therapists and in talking to people of color too. It just takes sometimes some knowledge to get past those issues. You know what I mean? I think. It's just a shame that we can't address the issues. We can, but they choose not to. It's just
and like I said, every time we bring it up, like the gun people, the gun nuts specifically go, it's mental health, it's mental health, it's mental health. Well, we see I have two perfect examples of mental health being the issue and access to guns. So why are the mental healthy? I'm pretty sure I could go get a gun.
Yeah, yeah.
And another question would be, why aren't we treating the mental health issue people first?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Freak 5 says, one stinko...
thing we're going to do in Ohio, that one of the big moves they're talking about, is replacing our counselors with church chaplains.
Oh, dear. Yeah, for fuck's sake, man.
And the chaplains are like, no, don't do this. This is a bad idea.
Yeah, what if you're a Muslim? You're going to go to a chaplain? I mean, get the fuck out of here, man.
At that point, there's no. And when I was in high school, there's no way I would have gone to like a Christian chaplain because they're putting no rules in it, saying that they can't prophesize or stuff like that, so they can't specifically talk about their religion. No, they're not. They'll be able to talk all about their religion.
Yeah, and I, there's a reason why there's a separation of church and state, and they want to intermingle it back, and it's not right, it's not proper. I'm not saying religion is bad or anything like that, but it does not mix with government at all.
This is enforcing your religion on others.
That's right,
and on the gay community.
Yeah, what about Satanists that think the opposite?
Religions. So all other religions are being pushed aside. I mean,
yeah.
Is a Jewish kid going to feel comfortable going a Christian pastor?
No, absolutely not. They might understand that person has compassion, but the beliefs are completely different. You know, I don't know. But let me finish Freak 5's here. This is pretty important. One stinko, my antidepressant ran out, and I couldn't find my refill, so I've been going through withdrawal from it for the last few days. I saw a meme about Bob Barker. It said that he made it close to, made it as close to 100 as he could without going over. that's actually a really touching tribute, actually, Freak 5, I would say.
I don't know. I think Betty White has him beat by a day, which she was almost 100.
Oh, yeah, she got even closer to 100 without going over. This is good news. That probably is your sweet-o, Freak 5. I finally found my refill just now and took it. Slagar says, moved to the box and always been glad I did, Slagar said, meaning probably your gun. Right, Slagar? That's a good choice, man. Good choice. Break, every person has the first time. You say you aren't a threat to others right now. You aren't, but everyone has a first time. So you could have a first time to be a threat to someone else. You just never know. I say that when they pour me a tequila, Slagar says. look, mental health, first and foremost, before everything else. I think there's never been a point in time than right now to address it. This is the time of our lives to address mental health, even though over and over.
Nobody tell me we don't need more laws, because obviously we do.
Yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
We never need to be more restrictions on who can own guns. I shouldn't own a gun. Those two people shouldn't own guns.
Yeah, and I think there's... I mean, AK-47s. I mean, what are you doing, hunting fucking deer with AK-47s? I mean, get the fuck out of here.
I mean, what the hell?
There's no sport in that, man. I've seen people do that, and I'm like, that's what you're doing? I mean, you get out there with a rifle, maybe. I mean, that, I can see that as sport. You know, I believe that you know, hunting with a bow and arrow is the ultimate.
Yeah, see, I had friends growing up that would go and hunt with crossbow.
Yeah. Now, see,
like,
that's...
They come home with deer, like, that meat was nasty. I had it once. I'm like, nah, I'm good. But, like, I was like, I have respect for that. You're out there not... You know, you're out there using a tool, you know, you're not using, like, the gun, which is the instant kill weapon.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can kill too many people at once with, like, you know, semi-auto and auto weapons, you know. It's just, I don't know, it's a problem, and I know I'm an advocate for the Second Amendment. I truly believe that, you know, this country, but... The thing about it is, it the times have changed from the times of muskets. That's when that amendment was put in, right? And there's no way they could have foresaw that things like that. Matter of fact, they had enough sense to tell us, you know, the founding fathers, that this needs to change and adapt with society, and it hasn't adapted at all, and that's the issue. You know, that's the thing. So. Yeah, I agree with you. Anything else, Breakman?
No, that's all my stuff.
All right, Eric, did you have any, or did you already?
Sony, you mentioned earlier.
What?
$20 price hike in or something.
Oh, yeah, that's definitely.
That, like, $20 over, that's a year. Like, I was thinking a month. Like, $20 a year is not that bad of an increase.
It's not super terrible, but still, with how they don't want to raise minimum wage.
Like, in tens. They're
not offering you anything new. Like,
they're not. Matter of fact, they're offering less, way less, right, than what Xbox is, man. It's just, you know. I must not be in the same chat or something, Slagar says.
No, you definitely are.
You are. We hear you. We see your
text. I think there's a delay.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you can't hear
there's
us.
There's always going to be a delay.
Yeah, we see you, Slagar. Just a delay. All right, let's see. Mine, I got a couple here. 105 degrees today. Here in Denver, Colorado. I cannot... The only other day that I can remember happened over a decade ago. Excuse me. 107, I remember, is the highest it's ever been here. 105 today. And right now I'm sweating with full AC going on in the room. It is fucking god-awful hot. It's like I know Phoenix gets really hot, 120 and shit. It feels like that because we're closer to the sun here. So 105 degrees feels like 115, 120 here. So that's what I'm dealing with today. But let's go on to happier thoughts here.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
All right, break your sweet of the week.
I got a few. We just talked about the what Ohio was trying to do. Texas is trying to do the same thing. Basically, the Ohio Republicans just copy everything Texas does. Mm-hmm. They're trying to replace the chaplains in schools. Well, 100 chaplains from the state of Texas all combined to write letters saying that this is a terrible idea.
Yep.
Chaplains are not guidance counselors. They are not meant to do this job.
Yeah, I agree.
So even the religious people realize, like, this is insane. This is a bad idea.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
Which I like that. That even they're saying, like, no, we should not do this. What are you thinking?
Yeah.
And they even reference, like, there are other religions, and like they said, they're not.
So that's what his Fox comment was about. Maybe if we typed in a way that we could understand, we wouldn't, you know, whatever.
What?
It's not that Slayer thinks he's in another chat. It's that we barely can understand what he's saying.
No, I can understand what he's saying. It's just... it's just a delay, that's all. Just a delay. All right.
I got a couple more sweetos. The Tears of Pharma are quite enjoyable. Yeah. They are in total meltdown over... I hope we do get these lower drug prices. I don't know. I'm weary of it actually going through and stuff like that. But just the fact that Big Pharma is just, like, completely collapsing over it, right? They're losing their minds. Like, no! That's our money!
You know, eventually they're going to get their way, though, right, Rake?
I said, I'm not. I didn't mention the price of the drugs as my sweeto. I just mentioned their tears.
Yeah,
because I'm not convinced it's going to happen yet.
Right.
Them going into full meltdown is pretty funny.
Yeah.
And the other one was I was right about Trump going to the debate. Apparently, him not going to the debate has boosted DeSantis back up a bit, and it's made him look weak among the young Republicans.
Yeah,
and a lot of them have boosted. Are going for Ramaswamy now, for whatever reason. Like I said, should have gone to the debate. He would have been. They would have been kissing his ass the whole goddamn time.
I know.
They came out there looking like gold.
They did anyways, Brakeman. They fucking kissed.
I know, but if he was there, he would have got all the benefits. But because he didn't go, he got no benefits. He just got shit on.
Yeah. Yeah,
he hurt himself by not going.
Oh, breaking news! I just got a notice from PlayStation. Pre-order PlayStation Portal Remote Player today.
Thank you.
That's all my sweetest.
Okay, Slagar says thought Baldur's bought Baldur's Gate. I think you mean, but download Path of Exile. The streamers talked me into it. Path of Exile is a great game, man, for sure. I already bought Starfield. I pre-downloaded Starfield. Oh, that's you, Break. Yeah,
Starfield on consoles until they put 60 FPS performance mode in.
Yeah, I Starfield looks interesting, but I'll wait till a sale on that one for sure. Okay, I don't see anything for Sweetos for you, Eric. So mine,
I got one right okay. now that I found on Twitter. But SAG-AFTRA plans to send the strike authorization vote. The video game industry after they failed to meet the needs of the video game actors. So yeah, the video game arm of SAG is finally trying to do a unionization.
Okay, cool. All right, anything else, Eric?
Nope.
Okay, really. My sweeto I'm putting up on screen right now, I got the new car. And it's fucking sweet.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you don't have your new car, I was going to drive to wherever that place is and beat the crap out of them for you.
I got it, man. It's fucking beautiful. I don't know if you guys can see it there, but...
not yet. There's a delay.
It's something else, man. It's everything it's cracked up to be and more, man. It just
I think that's funny too. Freak brings up and a suite of mugshots are public domain, so anyone can make things with Trump's mugshot on them.
Yeah.
So I think it's funny. Trump's the one who released his goddamn mugshots.
Well, what's funny is
he's like, I don't want my mugshot out there and stuff like that, and then he's like, and he does it. Like,
yeah. You know what's funny about his mugshot is he did a fundraiser. It said, "Never surrender." Which I thought was a delicious piece of irony. But
my favorite comparison, somebody compared that to a famous photograph of Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, yeah.
Exact same pose.
Yep. So what do you guys think of this new car, man? Just the look of it.
Ooh, yeah, I am finally seeing it.
Oh, yeah. I sent Frank an image of that mugshot about a week and a half ago. And... it was a picture my brother sent me, and it was a meme saying, like, comparing, like, holding in a fart versus a poop.
But, yeah, this car is, man, it's everything that I've wanted in a Prius and way more. So, I think it looks nice. It drives nice. It's, and I don't say it just because it's shiny. I mean, I owned, thanks, Lego. I really appreciate that. I owned, obviously, my old Prius, the 2008 version, and this thing is miles and miles and miles.
My biggest challenge to getting a hybrid would be to charge the thing, because...
Well, no, you don't have to... Listen, Eric, you don't have... Like, certain hybrids, you don't have to charge. You just brake and it charges on the way. So, there's some... Like,
I can't go full electric, though, because of that.
No, you can't go full electric. Because
otherwise I'd have to like do quick charges all the time, which is not good for the battery in the long run.
Yeah, well, I didn't go fully electric, even though I thought about it, because I want to go long distances sometimes, you know, so, you know.
Well, the long distance thing isn't really an issue, and it's become even less an issue over time.
Well, no, it's still a thing, because the max you can get is
about... Yeah, if you want to go super long distance, but like... I think 300 miles and then charging might be okay.
Nah, that's only if you want to do it in town. If you want to take a trip.
If you want to drive all the way to Florida, yeah, then no.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Eric, see, there's the interrupting thing again, man. Like, you, like for me, it's 750 miles to Vegas. So, you know, it's having an electric car would not have done me justice. But this car is going to do just fine. It gets about 550 miles to a tank of gas. Plus, you can drive 40 miles with a fully charged electric battery on its own without using gas at all. So it's pretty nifty. I'll have to fill up maybe once on the way to Vegas. And I can charge the vehicle.
Did you just say nifty?
Yeah, nifty. Yeah. It's pretty nifty.
We're improving how old he is again.
Stop it. I hate you guys. You guys suck. Yeah, so pretty good stuff there. All right, let's move on to our free for all. We got to do this as quickly as we can because we're running really short. All right, break. Take us through. I'm gonna get the tournament up here in just a second. We announced it last week. Mascots.
Did I share it with you yet?
Yes, you shared it. Oh. I got it. So
I didn't get it.
Well, just
I'll share with others.
Nobody wants to drive to Florida, Slagars.
Why would you even want to go to Florida? Anyway?
I drove to Florida.
Breakman Firehouse is fantastic. That's where Bernie works. So she's a general manager at Firehouse. I highly recommend going to Firehouse. Cool. They have fantastic. They're little.
I've only been there once, but like the sandwich I had was really good.
Yeah, they're great, man.
I'm gonna have fun then. Yeah. Whoops, I didn't mean to put that in chat.
Well, we have the best meatball around right now.
Oh, the pizza sub is really good. If you guys like meatballs,
I'm not a fan of meatball subs.
This one's pretty good. I'm not a big fan either, Eric.
Well, mostly because I'm worried about it getting the bread soggy.
Oh yeah, you don't have to worry about that. It's good.
I didn't even send it.
Slagar said, shit, I was bragging about my car getting 40 mpg. 40 mpg is really good, Slagar. It's nothing to sniff at. But this car gets on average about...
Well, it's in chat. Everybody can get it now. Sorry about that.
about 50? 50 mpgs? But with the electric battery, it can get up to 100 and... I think 17. So if you don't drive it like a race car, then you can get about 100.
You still need the oil change.
All right, we got 32 of these. We need to get going.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Come on, let's go.
Okay. We're going to start our tournament of mascots.
Freak Five, you're something else.
I've broken it down into several brackets. I have got the people bracket, the tunes bracket, the animals bracket, and the everything else bracket. I just ran out. So. We're going to start off with the Jolly Green Giant versus Mikey. Those who grew up in the 80s are always hard to see the Mikey likes it slogan. Mikey from like cereal. I'll go ahead and start this one out. I love Life cereal, but Mikey's just a little kid, whereas the Jolly Green Giant goes, ho, ho, ho. I got to go to the Green Giant.
The original Santa.
How about you, Frank?
I'm going with Green Giant as well.
You there?
Yeah.
Jolly G moves on.
Yeah.
Next we have the Ronald McDonald versus, I don't know if anybody remembers this guy, the Maytag Repairman.
Of course I remember Maytag.
He sat around doing nothing because the Maytags never broke was the gag.
Right.
He was dying for work and he didn't have anything to do.
Yeah.
Frank, you can start this.
Ronald McDonald, hands down, man. I mean, I think Ronald McDonald's going to win this whole thing, man. You know, to be honest.
Ronald McDonald.
Yeah, I got to go with you. Ronald McDonald also moves on. Next, we have the Burger King versus the Sprint guy. And I think everybody remembers, are you there yet?
Yeah.
That's the wrong one. Can you hear me now? That's what I meant to say.
Freak Five is exiled, and Slagar says Mikey had one commercial. No, he had a few, but they were all terrible, I think, in my opinion. But
there was like a contest at one point for new Mikey. Yeah, like there was a whole thing with Mikey. Uh-huh. Burger King guy versus the Sprint Mobile guy.
Burger King guy.
yeah, can you hear me now? Because that became like such a big thing, and we still use it today, I got to go with this. Can you hear me now, guy? It's from Mobile Guy. So, Frank, you're a tiebreaker on this one.
Yeah, I'm going with Burger King because I, and for one reason only, not because I'm spiting you, Break, but because I want to see Ronald McDonald go up against the Burger King. Sell it once and for all, you know?
Well, we'll find out. He there's a chance. Next, we have, and this one, I think it'll be a dark horse to win. For those who grew up in the 80s, we all love this guy, Fred the Baker. Got to make the donuts.
Oh, this is so good.
Flow from the Progressive commercials. I'm going to start this one out, and I got to go with Fred the Baker. You know, he's got to get there to make the donuts. He got there so early one time that he found himself making a donut. That was crazy.
I think I'm in agreement, Break Man. Fred the Baker. Those were great commercials. He got up all groggy, time to make the donuts. And Flo, actually, Flo is underrated in her beauty. I think she's kind of hot in a way. I don't know. Slagar says Maytag was great, but Ronald and then Sprint, the ATT girl with the big. I agree, Slagar. She was in a movie, Slagar. I can't remember what movie that. Oh, it was Werewolves Within. Watch that movie because she's hot. There, so. You, Eric, what did you pick?
I picked Burger King just because, yeah, he's creepy. But,
No.
We've moved past that. We're on Fred the Baker versus Flo.
Okay, Fred the Baker, then.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Next, we have Colonel Sanders, who is actually a real person, versus the caveman Geico commercials, who were so funny they got their own show, which got canceled after like 3 episodes because the show was not funny. Frank, you can start this one out.
Freak 5 said Flo.
Stones actually shot somebody too, like real person who shot somebody. That's what I'm just saying.
Scotoma says Flo.
Were they a Nazi?
No, it was like I forget what it was about. Like they shot first. Like he was shooting back. Like I think they killed the guy that Sanders was with or something. Something like he fired back. He didn't start. He didn't start it.
Scotoma says Flo, my dick in her mouth. she's pretty hot, man. Understated hot, man. No doubt. Who goes first on this one, Break?
You get to go first.
I'm going with the cavemen just because, like, Colonel Sanders, like, garb just irritates me. I love KFC, but just, you know, that whole Civil War kind of garb that he, you know, Southern, I mean, there's no evidence that Colonel Sanders was ever racist. I don't believe. Mm-hmm. I could be wrong, but I don't know. It just kind of reminds me of that, you know, so I got to go with the cavemen.
Yeah, not that I love it. Not everybody was racist back then, so it's hard to say. Eric, you're next.
Caveman, I guess.
Wow, I can't believe the cavemen are going to move on. I was going to actually say Colonel Sanders, and I'll tell you why. A few years ago, they had a campaign where they had different actors playing.
Oh, I did like that. That was fun. That was really fun. They had like they even had Melissa McCarthy, I believe, do Colonel Sanders.
There was a woman. There was a woman, Colonel Sanders. I do remember that.
Yeah.
But the cavemen move on. Sorry, Colonel. Next, we have another real person, Chef Boyardee, who is actually a really great guy. Like, apparently, at one point, he sold his own name so his people that worked for him wouldn't lose their jobs.
Aww,
the chef Boyardee name he sold to the company to save his employees' livelihood. But the Chef Boyardee is going to go against the Trojan Man.
Was he really a mascot? I just remember him being a voice over.
It's changed over the years. Yeah. It's like a real guy now, but yeah, it was like just a voice at one point.
Wasn't there a fan flick where Boyardee and Trojan Man were the same dude? I don't know.
I never heard about that. Eric, you start this one.
I'm going with Boyardee.
I am also going to go with Boyardee.
Yeah, I mean, with the story like that, how could you not go with Boyardee?
He changed the spelling of his name because nobody could pronounce it also.
Yeah.
Next, we have the Marlboro Man, which is, you know, basically just a dude who looks like a cowboy, kind of. Like, you know, just wearing jeans and a plaid shirt next to, like, a wood fence or something like that, usually. Versus Mayhem, who is from the, I forget which insurance company it is. I guess I should have wrote it on here. But he's the guy
Allstate.
From Mayhem, like me, and he destroys everything.
Allstate.
Yeah, you're right. I'm going to start this one out. I think those commercials are funny. I'm going to go with Mayhem.
Scotoma is in full hot tub mode. He goes, the hamburger helper glove can give me a handy.
Hamburger Andy. I don't know if it's Hamburger
Andy. That's the name of the episode, Hamburger Andy.
Hamburger Handy. let's see if I'm gonna go with Mayhem for sure, man. I mean, Marble Man Cowboy, very generic, man. Yep. Mayhem for sure.
Also, anything involving cigarettes, fuck it. So, yeah. For Mayhem.
Yeah,
Mayhem goes. Oh, wow, we've had a lot of agreements today. I wasn't expecting that one. We might have some disagreements on this one though. Captain Obvious, who dresses like a captain, I guess. I don't know. What is that outfit he is wearing?
I have no idea.
He's going there. Versus Juan Valdez, which I guess they considered a racist stereotype, and he's gone, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that sentiment, Break Man. It was definitely very fucking racist, yeah. Man. If you look at those commercials today, they do not hold up whatsoever. Like I said,
they're controversial picks on here. I put some controversy in it.
No, it's okay. No problem. Who's going first on this?
I think, who started last one? I think you did. So it's, no, I did.
Okay.
So it's you, Frank.
I'm going with Captain Obvious for the obvious.
Well, obvious, right?
Yeah.
Eric? Captain Obvious.
Yeah, I agree. Captain Obvious. Especially the commercial where he visited himself from the future.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's like, is there anything else? Yeah, we're bald!
That's pretty good, pretty fun commercial spots like that. We always bag on commercials,
Juan Valdez is fucking racist.
Yeah, Juan Valdez is definitely racist, man. No doubt.
So that's a mascot that has disappeared long ago. Next, we have and we're moving on to the cartoon bracket of mascots. We have the Noid versus the Cool Spot. Who started last? Frank, Eric, you start this one.
Cool Spot got a much more fun video game than the Noid did. Mm-hmm. And the Noid was just ugly and gross and why. So I'm voting for Cool Spot.
I'm going to disagree. I like the Noid. He was annoying and he was always trying to steal the pizzas, but he was always getting like squished or crunched or beat in some funny way. So, Frank, you're the tiebreaker.
Ooh, this is tough. I mean, Eric makes a strong case with the video game, but we're going mascot only, and I think the Noid is a more visible mascot. I got to go with the Noid. Skotima says, Captain Morgan is my hero, and Slagar says, Obi-Wan Valdez. Slagar. All right.
Yeah, I couldn't fit all the mascots. There are a lot of mascots. It's I know. Hard to get them all in.
And heaven forbid you put in football mascots, because, man... I was telling Skotima before we started if Ralphie.
Captain Morgan, you mean the alcohol, right?
We could do like a sports we could do that by itself.
We could. That would be pretty awesome because Ralphie would win the whole thing. But you know.
Next we have the California Raisins, which you know they had like songs and like I heard through the grapevine, which everybody covered for some. Everybody was singing R&B, sang that song for some reason, some point. Yeah. Versus M&M's, who have been around for fucking ever too. Their commercials have been around since so long as California Raisins, but they stayed. Mm-hmm. I believe I start this one out, and you know I love M&M's. I gotta go M&M's. Yellow M&M's, my favorite. I'm rooting for him all the time. He's delicious. Frank,
This depends. Is this the version of this? Is this the sexy version of M&M's, or is this the tamed down version of M&M's?
This is any version of M&M's you want. They're all. I mean, the mascots have changed over the years. I like their whole the peeling the candy coating off to make it risque.
Yeah,
as a joke, you know, like they're now they're just chocolate.
Yeah, I like the California Raisins as a mascot, but I hate raisins, so I'm gonna go with M&M's.
I like their songs though. They did a really good version of.
But I'm gonna vote for M&M's.
Ed, since we're real quickly before we move on, I won't take too long on this. I saw you know that We Are the Children video with all the singers back in the 80s, Break? You remember that? I hadn't seen that.
The 90s, not in the 80s.
I haven't seen that video. I think it was 80s, Eric. I haven't seen that.
The 89.
I don't know.
And there were like everybody in that video. It was like
there
shocking.
Was everybody, and a lot of those people are dead. Kenny Rogers was in there. Tina Turner. Just so many, man. So many. It was crazy. Okay, moving on.
Next, we have Mr. Peanut, who's gone over a radical transformation the last few years, versus an old one, the Scrub and Bubbles.
Ooh,
I don't know if they still use those or not. I like those little weird-looking brushes with eyes on them. Frank, you start this one.
I can't stand the Mr. Peanut mascot because of that stupid little monkey. He looked like a wrinkled version of wrinkled-up peanut version of the Monopoly Man. And that always meant, like, money to me. So I'm like, I got to go with Scrub and Bubbles because the Scrub and Bubbles were badass, man. Like, you'd see that commercial, and they would just go in and take care of business like they were superheroes, man. Scrub and Bubbles.
I know. I needed them to come do my work for me. Like, come my bathroom needs it. Come here, boys.
Yep. Scrub and Bubbles. And it, you know what? I still have Scrub and Bubbles in my bathroom because it fucking works amazingly, man. You just spray that shit on, and you can let it sit there and then just spray it down, and it's, like, fucking pristine, man. Scrub and Bubbles 100%, man.
Eric?
That's my dark horse pick to win the whole thing, by the way.
I'm also going to agree with you. Scrub and Bubbles were pretty neat.
I think the worst thing that Mr. Peanut ever did was Baby Nut.
Yeah, Slagar says F Mr. Peanut and is putting on the rich shit. I agree, Slagar.
And this is the whole faking his death thing from
all yeah.
That's so stupid.
Scotoma says too classy for you. Definitely, Scotoma. I'm more, you know, lower class than
he's
that.
He's eating the rich, Mr. Peanut.
Exactly. Fuck off, Mr. Peanut. All right. What else you got?
I want Ronald McDonald to go up against the Burger King, but I didn't put them together because I figured they'd get to each other. Now, these two I figured might not get to each other. I wanted to put them together. The elves. We have the Keebler elves versus the Snap, Crackle, and Pop elves.
Oh, this is good. This is
Eric,
really good.
Start this one out.
I'm going to go with the Keebler elves.
Ugh. Horrible choice, Eric. Horrible choice.
I don't really care much about either of them, so I just made a choice.
The Keebler elves always kind of reminded me of the Smurfs, like the
smug little fucking Keebler elves.
Yeah, fucking
Keebler elves.
And Snap, Crackle, Pop. You know, like your cereal makes the noise and stuff. Like, I'm gonna go Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
Yeah, I am too because I can't stand that lead Keebler elf, the older one that was like always in charge.
I didn't really care. I knew you two.
He was like all hoity-toity and like, oh, look at me, you know, dancing around and you know, fuck that like, guy, man. Like,
I think this category is also a porn-up category.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop at least had names. Fuck that Keebler Elf piece of shit, man.
Yeah, those are names of three hookers that have screen names.
Yeah, Snap, Crackle, Pop for sure.
With those kind of names, I'd want an STD test first. Next, we have the Pillsbury Doughboy versus Lucky the Leprechaun from Lucky Charms. Yeah. He's magically delicious, but the Pillsbury boy goes hee hee when you put your finger in his stomach, you poke him, and he goes hee hee. I love that. I gotta go off the Pillsbury Doughboy. Frank, you're next.
This is easy, man. I mean, it's definitely Pillsbury Doughboy. I mean, there's no other mascot on here that took the tickle punishment like Pillsbury Doughboy, man, for sure. You, Eric.
The Doughboy.
Yeah.
Doughboy moves on. Next, we have the Kool-Aid Man. Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, that was more like a Randy Munch, man. Oh, yeah. Like, that's more Kool-Aid Man. Versus somebody else that liked being tickled, the Snuggle Bear. You guys remember the Snuggle Bear, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do they even have Snuggle anymore? I don't think they do, man.
I know the
yeah, they do.
Exists, not here.
I don't think they advertise anymore.
Yeah. Right? No.
I think Frank starts this one.
I gotta go with Kool-Aid Man, man. That motherfucker broke through fucking brick walls to give you Kool-Aid Man. That's service right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, but think of all that property damage.
He didn't give a shit, just like Marvel superheroes, man. He's like, fuck this, I'm getting you your Kool-Aid. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this commercial ends, like, the parents run downstairs, like, I'm
giving
just
it sweet liquid.
Yeah.
I'm voting for Kool-Aid Man.
Well, Kool-Aid Man is going to move on. I was actually going to vote for Kool-Aid Man, too. So it's a trifecta. You know, the bear was cute and all, but he's Kool-Aid Man. He's cool. You know, he's cool. Next, well, we have.
We all know if they moved on, they would have lost to Doughboy anyway.
Yeah.
Next, we have the couple cereal mascots. We have Captain Crunch in his captainship and captain hat and incredibly bland cereal versus Sonny the Cuckoo Bird, who's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Oh, I forgot about that.
It's kind of like an even more hyper version of Woody Woodpecker. which, I mean, if he's eating all that chocolate syrup, of course he's going to be all hocked up and stuff like that. Eric, you start this one.
I'm voting for Sonny.
Sonny? I don't really care either way, so I'm going to put Frank on the spot, and I'm going to go with Cat Crunch.
Before I get to that, Scotoma says he thinks Frank is getting too passionate about the elves topic.
The elves looked at him all one day.
I know, man. Where did they touch me on? Show me on the doll where they touched me, right, Scotoma? I got to go with Sonny the Cuckoo Bird, just for what you said, Break, for sure. I hate Captain Crunch, man. Yeah.
It's not good. Sonny moves on. Next, we have
Cocoa Puffs is better. So, anyways,
a couple of old ones that I have not seen in a long time: the Crash Test Dummies, not the band, versus Twinkie the Kid.
Who the fuck is Twinkie?
He's the mascot for the Twinkie. He's basically a Twinkie and a little cowboy out there.
Oh, okay. So I didn't know he had a name.
Slagar's wrong in chat. He says even me and Frank don't remember Twinkie Kid. I actually do remember the Twinkie Kid, Slagar.
I do remember Twinkie Kid too. I am going to go with the Crash Test Dummies. I thought their commercials were funny, but I guess I can see why they don't want like people looking things driving into walls as an advertisement. Frank, you're next.
I'm going with Crash Test Dummies.
I'm going with the dummies too.
Well, I'm confused if Frank's going for the group here or the actual dummies. It's over here humming their music.
Well, I mean, you just brought it up, man. I gotta, you know, give them proper credence, man. You know.
All right. Next, we move on to the animal bracket. We have another cartoon star, Tony the Tiger. He's great versus Charlie the Tuna, which I haven't seen in a very long time. I don't remember what his slogan was.
He didn't have a slogan, Tuna. But this Tuna one's Tuna. Super easy, man. Come on, Tony the Tiger, let's move on.
Tony.
Yeah,
I think we all agree. I mean, come on, man. That's super easy, man. Super easy.
Now, this one's going to be super hard, I think, because these are two fun time places.
Oh, this is easy, man.
Jeffrey the Giraffe from Toys R Us versus Chuck E. Cheese, who, you know, obviously is Chuck E. Cheese.
This is easy. You want me to go first, Brady?
I think you start this one, yeah.
Okay. It's Jeffrey the Giraffe by a mile, because you bring up Jeffrey the Giraffe and it's super joyful. You bring up Chuck E. Cheese to half of the audience and it's super fucking traumatizing.
So yeah, all those animatronics that scare you.
Yeah, it's Jeffrey, man, by a mile.
Yeah, I'm voting for
Scotoma is exiled, you son of a bitch, Scotoma. So that come from the time before time. I'm going to go with
Chuck E. Cheese just because it was made by, that one guy who, you know, video games and stuff that I can't remember his name. He was a dick and everything, but what was his name? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Nolan Bushnell.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, Chuck E. Cheese was made by Nolan Bushnell.
Oh, wow, the Atari guy.
Yes.
Yeah. The more you know. The more you know.
What?
The more you know.
Next, we have the Trix Rabbit, who doesn't have a name for whatever fucking reason, versus Limu the Emu. Eric, you start this one out.
I'm going to go for the Emu. I hate the dude that's with him. Emu's infinitely more entertaining than he is, just because he's just doing his bird thing.
I love the rabbit. Poor rabbit. You know, tricks are for kids, and not a goddamn one of those little selfish brats ever gives him any.
I know. You gotta have some sympathy for Trix Rabbit. Wait, where's Limu Emu? Is that like that emu commercial?
It's from another insurance.
The insurance. Yeah, I'm gonna go with
like
Trix
blue
because
they're wearing yellow and like the Limu.
Yeah. Fuck.
And it's like supposed to be like a 70s cop
show. Yeah, I'm going with the reasons that you said, Breakman. Trix Rabbit, for sure.
The Trix Rabbit moves on, I'm happy to hear that. Mrs. Breakman is actually happy to hear that, too, because she hates that commercial, the Lima Lima.
Yeah.
Next, we have Chester Cheetah versus Mr. Al. Mr. Al's an obscure one for us old folks.
I know, like, Mr. Al.
Yeah, I guess I'm sure it's for those old folks. You and me. We do remember Mr. Al. He knows how many bites it takes to get through a Tootsie Roll Pop.
Licks.
Oh, I'm sorry. He would never bite. You're right. Licks.
Except at the end.
I
believe
I this one out and, I like cheetahs. They're really cool and stuff. Yeah. Chester had a game, too.
They're all terrible. And I think Chester's a terrible character.
I like the character, but I'm going to go Mr. Al.
I kind of hated all those cool guys with attitude characters from that era. So
I get it. I can understand that, yeah.
Mr. Al, Frank?
I'm also going Mr. Al because I hate fucking Cheetos, man. They're the worst fucking things ever. And Bernie's looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. I hate Cheetos because they're like, most of the time I get them, they'd be stale and hard to chew, so fuck them.
Yeah.
So Mr. Al's getting shared.
Wow. I don't think
Slegar says, well. Again, Al is in like one commercial.
Yeah, and next we have the Energizer Bunny, but it's a memorable commercial for our generation, you know? We all know that.
Yeah.
Energizer Bunny versus Spuds McKenzie. I think this is an easy one. I'm going to go ahead and start. Spuds McKenzie was fucking cool. I gotta go Spuds McKenzie. The little dog with a little spot around his eye, and like he was a big deal at the time, like for a few months back in the days.
Yeah,
this is a Budweiser mascot, right?
Bud Light, I think. Maybe no, was it Bud Light?
And also that same type of dog was used as a Target icon.
Yeah. I'm going for Spuds. The Energizer Bunny is literally a toy, and that's it.
And Slagar makes a great point. Spud had bikini chicks. Yeah, man. Energizer Bunny was fucking annoying. It keeps going and going.
Are you going Spuds too, Frank?
Yeah, obviously, man.
No doubt. I mean, Energizer Bunny. Yeah, like, people don't want to hear a goddamn drum all night long. Fuck you, you little fucker. Turn off for goddamn
thing. Yeah, exactly. Boom, 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 boom.
Next, we go back to the 80s. We have Smokey the Bear. Don't leave your fires unattended and they'll cause forest. I don't remember what the fuck he used to tell us, but it was always about forest
fires. Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah. Versus Morris the Cat. That grumpy cat that was Garfield.
I remember that.
The live version of Garfield. Sold 9 lives cat food. I think his picture still is on the bottom.
Yeah, I think I'll go with Smokey.
I am going to go with Morris the Cat and put because I think I like Morris. So Frank, you're on the spot.
I'm going with Smokey the Bear because the message was always on point. You know, I know I like Morris the Cat as well, but I'm in a good.
I'm too young to know who Morris the Cat is, so I can't give a fuck anyway.
I like Morris the Cat.
Look him up, Eric. You might have a different opinion later.
This one's kind of interesting. A cartoon cereal bird, Toucan Sam, versus the Budweiser frogs. Budweiser.
Oh, God. I remember
big
those.
For like a year, and then like they still sell posters of it.
Yeah, they were big in the Super Bowl back in the day, yeah. Slagar's like Budweiser.
You start to snap, Frank.
This one's tough because I can't stand either one. I'm just going to go with Budweiser. You know what? Never mind. I'm going with Toucan Sam because I can't stand Budweiser.
Because his nose knows?
Yeah, because his nose knows.
Yeah, I might as well do that because fuck the frogs. I think they were so unpopular, they were only like at least a 3-year campaign.
Oh, yeah, only 3 years.
I was actually going to go with the frogs, but Toucan Sam moves on. And the last of this category before we get to the final.
That's 3 years too many, by the way, Frank.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's 3 years too many. I wish he'd last not as long.
Yeah.
At first it was fun, but after a while it got very tiresome.
Horse piss, says Skodema. I agree, Skodema. Terrible beer.
It's like 30 years ago, so it's been a long time. I'm far beyond that now. Next we have the Taco Bell dog. Like I said, there's going to be some controversial animals or some controversial categories
on
here.
Another
super controversial character, Joe Camel.
Yo quiero
the racist Taco character versus
Joe Camel
versus someone who wants you to get smoke cigarettes. So fuck the cigarettes. I'm voting for the dog.
I'm going with the the dog as well, Break, because even though like it is kind of, I mean, kind of a racist trope, I mean, it was all in good fun, and they had some cool ass little dogs for like stuffed animals that you could get at one point. And to this day, I have one somewhere that still fucking works. It's crazy, yeah. Yo Quiero Taco Bell.
I was gonna say, that was a slogan, yeah. Next we have, this is the last bracket. We made great time. It's just now 9 o'clock.
Joe Cameron for cancer. Scotland says.
So we have the gate more seems here, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Michelin Man versus Alfred E. Newman.
Mad TV, right?
Mad Comics, Mad Magazine. Mad TV.
Who's board first, Blake?
I think it was the best. That's still my favorite board game I've ever played, the Mad board game.
I never played that.
Oh, it was the best because your goal was to go broke.
Your
goal was to lose your money to go broke. Like,
I'm going to go with Michelin Man.
I'm going to go with Alfred E. Newman.
Ooh, this is a tough one for me because I like both. But I like the clean look of the Michelin Man. He always looked very stately to me, like kind of superhero to me, you know?
You gotta fix your fucking tires, man.
Alfred E. Newman used to kind of creep me out, Break Man. Like the covers of Mad Magazine always featured Alfred E. Newman, and he'd be like dressed as Cher, or and it just looked weird, you know? Like I don't know. I liked Mad Magazine quite a bit, but that
the content of the magazine is better than the character.
Yeah, I agree.
Represented
Next we move. Well, Michelin Man moves on. Next we have Mr. Clean versus something that probably me and Frank definitely remember. I don't know how many else. The Double Met Twins.
Oh my God, this is pretty easy.
I can start this one out.
Go ahead. Oh me? Scotima says, "Oh my God, you totally set up Mr. Clean to fail." Bald guy or boobies? The boobies definitely win, man. Double Mint Twins all the way.
I really shouldn't have done this to Mr. Clean, you're right.
Yeah, Mr. Clean.
I wasn't even thinking of it that way.
Mr. Clean
gives drumming bubbles for Clean.
Yeah, Mr. Clean deserves so much better, but it's the Double Mint Twins, man.
Wait, how about this? How about I switch him out for...
Nope.
Little Debbie. I'm going to switch Little Debbie. This is Double Mint Twins versus Little Debbie.
Oh, this is easy, man. Double Mint Twins win again. You could put a Double Mint Twins up against anything and it would win, Break.
Yeah, I just want to see Mr. Clean.
What do you want, Eric?
I'm voting for the Twins.
The Twins, too. Yeah, definitely the Twins. Twins. next, we have Mr. Clean versus the Cop, the Cookie Cop, Dog, and Crook.
It was the Cookie Crisp.
Cookie Crisp, but I hate Cookie Crisp, so I'm voting for Little Debbie.
Cookie Crisp! You said it wrong. It's Cookie Crisp!
Cookie Crisp.
Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean's iconic. You're right. I really screwed the pooch by putting him up against Double Mint Twins.
No, you actually moved Mr. Clean.
So yeah, he moved Mr. Clean.
I'm going to go with Mr. Clean.
Frank? I'm voting for Clean, too.
Okay, I'll go with Clean, man. Yeah, it's Clean Sweep.
like I said, anything related to Cookie Crisp, just die.
Yeah, it's not a good cereal. Like it sounds like it'd be good, and you get them.
I kind of liked it. I don't know. I voted for Cookie Crisp in the cereal tournament.
If you eat it dry, maybe it'd be fine. But
no, it's good with milk.
If you put in milk, it just disintegrates.
I liked it. I don't know.
No, I usually clean. I didn't think they were okay. They were okay, is what I thought. Anyways, next we're moving with a guy who's really just on a package: the Quaker Oats Man versus the Charmin Bears. Their booties are always scored.
Slagar says Quaker Oats Man equals B. Arthur. I like that, man.
You want to vote for the Quaker Oats Man?
Yeah, Scotima says the Cookie Cop and
also,
Dog was cool.
Cops. All cops are bastards, includes the Cookie Cop.
Yeah, I agree.
Girls now signed the Quaker Oats Man.
The cop was a bastard, Scotima. The Cookie Cop was a bastard. He always got the dog.
I bet that crook really didn't steal anything. He was just being a fascist.
Oh, wasn't he just trying to steal the chips, too? Like, he wasn't trying to take the whole cookie?
Yeah, exactly. This is easy, man. Charmin Bears, for sure, man. I mean, the Charmin Bears are so charming, you know?
Charmin.
Yep.
Eric?
I'm voting for the Charmin Bears.
Yeah, I gotta agree. Charmin's Bears. The Bears moved on. Charmin Booty Bears. Booty Bears. Next we have, I don't know if they still do these or not, the Raid Bugs.
Yeah, I don't think they do them anymore, but I remember the Raid Bugs for
That's
sure.
That's just a shame. Because they're always celebrating at the beginning and then, oh, woo, Raid!
Yeah. Yeah.
They always look so happy at the beginning before they get their comeuppance. Stupid bugs. I'm going to start this one out. Sorry. I didn't even say the second one. The Raid Bugs versus the Coca-Cola Polar Bears. I find their commercials annoying and dumb. I'm going with the Raid Bugs. Frank?
I'm going the opposite. I always thought the Polar Bears always brought joy to everybody, Breakman. If you remember their commercials, they were always very peaceful. Even though
joy and happiness, whatever.
I kind of
kill bugs for no reason.
I rather enjoy the Coca-Cola Polar Bears just because, for one, I like Coca-Cola very much, and for two, those commercials were always about just peaceful moments, you know, just a second of peace. And the Raid Bugs is like, you know, like high-strung bugs getting killed. I got to go with the Polar Bears here, man.
Eric, you're the tiebreaker.
Polar Bears.
Ah, that was quick. God damn. Polar Bears, move on. Next we have, and I know I talked about the bear before. Don't think I forgot him. Woodsy Owl versus... And this is, I think, maybe the last controversial character on here.
Yeah, I think I remember Cool Penguin. Cool Penguin is from the Kid Cuisine, isn't he?
No.
No, Willie the Cool Penguin was for Cool Cigarettes.
Yes.
Like, yep. I said, this is a controversial one. So, Willie the Cool Penguin versus Woodsy Owl. I'm going to go ahead and start this out. Woodsy Owl, don't give a hoot, don't pollute. I mean, goddamn, every kid remember that in the 80s.
Yeah,
we all know that one.
Again, it's cigarettes, so I'm not voting for cigarettes. I'm voting for Woodsy
Owl. Yeah, it's Woodsy Owl. It's easy.
Woodsy Owl moves on. Apparently, the cigarettes I should have put up against each other if I wanted one of them to move on, I guess. next, we have the Travelocity Gnome versus the Hip Hop Hamsters from Kia Motors.
I don't remember the hamsters.
I do. They were awful, but the Travelocity Gnome is pretty awful as well. What do you think, Break?
I think they're both crap. I didn't like either one, so at least the gnome doesn't dance. You know, just sits there. Yeah. The hip hop dancers are just bad dancers. And they're fucking hamsters.
The gnomes are unpleasant. I think that the hamsters can go fuck themselves.
Right. That's how I...
Yeah, I'm going with the gnome. I'm going with the gnome as well, knowing damn well it's going to lose next round.
Yeah, it might, but we'll see, because it's going up against... and I may have saved... excuse me. Came out of nowhere. My bad. The Fox for Carfax... versus, I think this is probably not my dark horse. This is the one I think is going to win. The Most Interesting Man in the World. Because those were the greatest fucking commercials ever made.
What was that for again? I can't remember.
Beer.
Dos Equis.
Dos Equis. Dos Equis beer. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And, yeah, he did, like, all the coolest things ever. Like, he was the most interesting man in the world. Like, I just... I'm going to start this one out. He's my personal hero, I think. No, I'm just kidding.
I don't remember this
But those commercials were so fucking funny. It was absurd, the shit he did. I got to go with that.
Yeah, I'm voting for the dude.
Yeah, I am as well. And the cool thing about this guy is he was like 85 years old or some shit. Probably way younger than that. But in real life, the dude was a badass. The Most Interesting Man in the World, and those commercials.
Those commercials came out like before the Chuck Norris jokes. You know, yep. like the Chuck Norris before Chuck Norris jokes.
Yeah, he was. That guy was awesome in real life and interesting for sure. But here he is. He was probably 60, maybe 65, and he was doing these badass commercials, doing all kinds of interesting things. So I couldn't agree with you more, Break.
Awesome.
Could not agree. We're done. Yeah, we're done. I can't believe we got through all that.
It's over. It's only 9:12.
Yeah. So let's do our plugs and get the fuck out of here, guys. Breakman?
You can follow me at... All right, what? What do you mean, okay? You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, I guess. I'm not sure.
And soon, RP Grinders on Blue Sky as well.
Blue Skies.
Okay. Yeah. So, all right, okay. Eric, you're next.
You can find my written reviews on BostonBashersGay.com, or you can go to the audio feed and listen to my audio reviews there. And if you like either of those things and you want to support me, there is a link to my Patreon and either my Twitter or Blue Sky profile, which is at EricRPG or EricRPG.bsky.social.
All right. You can follow.
I got nothing this week, but I had stuff to do, so that's why I couldn't get around to it.
Scotoma says Kool-Aid Man better win this. That's a strong contender, Scotoma, for sure. Anything else, Eric?
I just hope I can get the reviews for Lisa and Blasphemous to up soon.
Okay. Where was the Old Spice Man, Freak 5 says? Old Spice Man sucked, man. It sucks.
Old Spice commercials now are evil.
And Old Spice is terrible. Icky anyways.
I couldn't fit everything on. There's a lot of good mask guests. I mean, I could have replaced some of the ones on here, but it just, there are so many good ones.
I know. It's a tough one. But maybe we'll do a mini tournament later. I don't know. The Old Spice guy was always shitty to me. I don't know. I hate Old Spice anyways. It wouldn't have won. Freak 5. You can follow me on Twitter.
They sell like the old flavor, the old scent of that anymore. They've got all those other scents, you know.
Yeah, they're much better, but still, that's not saying much, man. Holy shit!
I'm just saying.
You went from ass to slightly above ass. I don't know. You can follow me. I think I'd rather do Axe than Old Spice. But anyways, I hate both. But you can follow me on.
Are you still 17 or something?
You can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on all of the systems RP Grinders or Frank Branches. I think it'll take you to my stuff there. I also have another YouTube account, Mexican Long Hair, where you can see now I'm going to do more content on that channel because I now have a vehicle that I can reliably get around in and not have to pay a shit ton in gas. But let's see, what else? I want to thank everybody in chat, Freak5Chaos, Scotoma, Slagar. Thank you guys so much for bringing it every week. And some other users, O1Ella, 7BVillette, HVDays, Commander Root, Discord for small streamers, which is probably a bot, Dropsnat, Kata, Spoffo, and By Mercy. Thank you all for joining the chat, and if you're listening on the YouTube archives, thank you guys so much. And Funny T-Man / Eric is exiled. Son of a bitch. And that's about it. Let's see, what else? I'm plugging Bernie's OnlyFans. You should see how she gets to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Roll Pop. How dare you, Freak 5? You're exiled. How dare you dishonor the love of my life. Okay, that's about all we got time for. You guys have anything else?
Stay safe. And if you live in America, enjoy a good Labor Day weekend. Otherwise, I guess try to get through the start of the work week.
Yeah, and if you're in any other part of the world, keep laughing at us because we deserve it. Breakman, anything else?
No, not I can think of.
All right, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody. Exile, Breakman. Son of a bitch. Get it right, it was a cave. Caveman. Son of a bitch.
You were advertising for Huggins. What did you call it?
Eric is exiled again, son of a bitch.